This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. For the past month, we've reported a series of stories about small business owners in Vermont who've started up a new venture or substantially changed their business over the course of the pandemic. Today, we're wrapping up the series with a story that falls into the latter category, a business that adapted and changed with the times. Along Route 2 in South Hero, you'll find a small storefront with a wooden porch next to a gravel parking lot. Inside are Alicia Utter and Kyle Bowley.
Hi. Are you Alicia and Kyle?
We are.
Hey, I'm Henry.
That is us. How's it going, Henry?
I'm good. Nice to meet you.
Alicia and Kyle are the owners of Arbor Farmstead in South Hero. The small store is stocked full of produce from their own farm, but also products of other nearby farms who sell to them wholesale. There are also local crafts and gifts lining the shelves.
And on our right here, we have a produce section. So as I mentioned, we have plenty of fresh greens right now, some of the last root vegetables from last year's harvest, and the start of herbs.
This retail space is the culmination of a year of rapid changes for the married couple, who started their farm back in 2016.
So I grew up in the Hudson Valley in New York, and then studied environmental policy and marine science in San Diego. And then I came to Vermont for 6 months, and I use air quotes on the 6 months because I've been here ever since, and it's now been 7+ years. And that's because I was enrolled in the farmer training program. And along the way, I met Kyle.
I do not identify as a farmer, but I am the designated hole digger of the couple. So Alicia has her grand plans, and I'm part of the effort to make them actually happen.
For the last few years, they've sold their produce, along with snow cones and Kyle's woodworking products, at farmers markets around northwestern Vermont. But farming wasn't a full-time gig.
We both want to acknowledge that we patchwork together different livelihoods. So Kyle serves in the National Guard. I'm finishing up grad school and historically have worked in the restaurant industry by night to supplement farming. And I stepped back from doing so just in the beginning of 2020, saying, you know, I'm going to take a hiatus from the restaurant industry to jump into a land-based livelihood entirely. And that all changed with COVID.
When COVID hit, it wasn't clear when or how farmers markets, which were a cornerstone of Arbor Farm's business, might come back.
So in March, we launched a website where folks in the community could order online and we would deliver directly to their doorstep, both our own products and harvests, but then we also started to curate products from other makers and farmers, and we would deliver it direct to folks' doors.
At the same time, food insecurity was rising around the state. So Alicia and Kyle created what they called the Community Basket Program.
Folks could pay for groceries on behalf of a neighbor, and then that neighbor would have the autonomy to be able to sign on and order their own food and get it delivered for free.
The couple estimates about 7 to 10 households received free food through that program. Another 15 or so paid in full for produce delivery. So that was the first 2 months of the pandemic.
Come May, we launched a CSA.
That's community-supported agriculture, where people sign up for weekly shares of produce from a farm for a whole season.
So we had a 15-member CSA for 20 weeks of the season. And fortunately, in how the pandemic unfolded, we were able to get together crops quickly in order to evolve, which was really helpful for our model. By June, we had launched a farm stand on site. So from March to June, we had done all of these evolutions very quickly, and our community caught us. So we took these plunges, and the community was there to support us.
Yeah, it kind of became this destination for our neighbors and for members in the community, where every Saturday we'd start to see the same repeat customers at certain times. They'd come, they'd get their pints of berries. They'd also pick up produce from other local farmers. We started to build these relationships, which was kind of the initial model for what we're doing here in this space.
The space, right in downtown South Hero on a main road, came to their attention in December. They'd been thinking of opening a storefront at some point, but not so soon.
I had been thinking 5 years down the road, but suddenly, you know, with how much we had evolved over this last year, it was easy to take another step forward.
They signed a lease with the owners early in the year and started building out their store, mostly with secondhand items like an antique display case found on Craigslist. They got about 7 local farms to sell their goods through the store to start and opened their doors at the beginning of May. Alicia says the response to the store has been overwhelmingly positive.
Someone opens that front door and truly exclaims, "We need this." And that has been so validating to this vision, because we suspected that was the case, and it was the case in our experience. But hearing it from folks who have been in the islands for many generations has been wonderful to hear.
When people come in and say, we need this, I mean, what exactly was it that was not here before that this store is filling?
So there's farm stands sprinkled throughout the islands and contribute so much to the character of Grand Isle County. So we want to acknowledge that. But I think there's something to be said about the efficiency of this space, is that commuters can come here on the way home and grab some groceries and make dinner. And we really wanted that to be the case, is that we weren't going to be a novelty destination, but a weekly destination for locals. And we are already considering, the tourists might find this space appealing as well. But the foundation of this model is always going to be our local community, especially year-round residents.
I want to talk about money. In terms of the financing of all of these ventures that you've had, I mean, how has that worked? Have you had to get financing or loans from outside?
Yes. So for this storefront, we did take out loans to get here. As I acknowledged, we have a patchwork of livelihoods to get us where we need to go. For instance, things like health insurance that often aren't talked about in agriculture. The National Guard is what provides us that.
Yeah, but, you know, there still is a huge amount of risk that we've never done the store before. Neither of us have truly worked in retail before. And so we're stepping into this great unknown, but the community, the response has been, we're gonna help you. We're gonna make this thing a success.
Well, if you're both to look out, say a year from now, what's your hope for this operation?
My hope a year from now is that folks have not forgotten the lessons learned throughout the pandemic, the reminder of the fragility of our food system, of the importance of supporting neighbors and community members. My hope is that still is very present and has informed our business model to only expand and better serve our neighbors.
That's Alicia Utter and Kyle Boley of Arbor Farmstead in South Hero. The last 15 months have been full of unexpected challenges for small businesses. And for those that have made successful changes, they face some big questions going forward. Early on in this series, we heard from small business experts, including Deborah Boudrio, an advisor with the Vermont Small Business Development Center. Here's what she's asking businesses as they look out to the coming months.
What are they going to do and how are they going to get through? We really see our job right now is getting people to 2022. With as little debt, as much cash, as much maneuverability as they possibly can have when we think the market will actually start to act like it's going to act, and that you will be fully in control of your own business.
Exactly how many small entities make it to that point remains to be seen. And that wraps up our series. We've heard from 5 different small businesses in total, learning how they've navigated, adapted, and started new operations over the course of the pandemic. You can find all the stories in this series at vpr.org. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.